Church of Santa Maria in Traspontina, Via della Conciliazione, 14. Tuesday, April 5th, 2005, 10:41 a.m. Ispettora Paola Di Canti closed her eyes briefly and waited until they were accustomed to the darkness as she stood in the entrance to the building. It had taken her almost half an hour to get to the scene of the crime. If Rome is always a vehicular chaos, after the Holy Father's death, it was transformed into an auto inferno. Thousands were arriving every day in the capital of Christendom to bid their last farewell to the body lying in state in St. Peter's Basilica. This pope had gone to the next world with the fame of a saint, and there were already volunteers moving around the streets collecting signatures to begin the process of beatification. Every hour, 18,000 people passed in front of his mortal remains. A smashing success for forensic medicine, Paola commented to herself ironically. Her mother had warned her before she left the apartment they shared on the Via della Croce. It will take too long if you go by Cavour. Go up Regina Margherita and down Rienzo, she said as she stirred the semolina porridge she was cooking for her daughter, just as she had done every morning for 33 years. So Paola had, of course, gone by Cavour and had lost a good deal of time. The taste of semolina lingered in her mouth. It was always the first thing she would eat in the morning. During the year she spent studying at FBI headquarters in Quantico, Virginia, she had missed it so badly it almost became an obsession. She ended up asking her mother to send her a big box of the porridge, which she heated in the microwave in the behavioral sciences division's dining area. The taste wasn't the same, but its presence made it easier to be far from home during a year that was both so difficult and so rewarding. Paola had grown up two steps from Via Condotti, one of the most exclusive streets in the world, but her family was poor. She never even knew the meaning of the word until she went to the United States, a country with its own measure for everything. She was overjoyed to return to the city she had hated so fervently when she was growing up. In Italy, the Department for the Analysis of Violent Crime, the UACV, or...